Hello, and welcome to the second session of the QWS tutorials. In this session, I'll connect up my keyboard to the computer using a MIDI interface box. We'll talk about MIDI interfaces and setting up the keyboard to work with QWS. There's a feature called Local, which I should mention, and we'll record another song. That'll give us the opportunity to talk about ports, banks and programs, basic navigation, recording, tracks, channels, and mute and solo. So let's get started. First, it's always a good idea to make sure everything is fully connected and switched on before you start QWS. So at the back of my computer, I've plugged in a USB cable, and that goes to my MIDI interface box. And then I have two MIDI cables going from the MIDI interface box to the back of my keyboard. There's a MIDI in from the MIDI box going to the MIDI out on my keyboard, and a MIDI out on my MIDI interface box going to the MIDI in socket on my keyboard. Be aware also that some MIDI interface boxes have certain buttons you must push to make sure that they're in the right state. Some MIDI interfaces consist of a single cable which divides into two. There's a variety of them. Now, we also should talk about setting the keyboard up. Most keyboards have a multi-timbral or performance mode, and it's a good idea to switch to this mode before you sequence. The basic idea of a multi-timbral or performance mode is that the keyboard will receive MIDI on all 16 channels. Otherwise, it may only receive on one channel, which means you could only play one instrument at a time. So on my Korg keyboard, I'm pressing the multi button. So let's start QWS. I'm going to do it through the shortcut key, which I have set up.
Untitled dash quick windows sequencer list box.
And as before, I have a blank screen with the menus at the top. And I'm in the track list, which at the moment is empty. As last time, the first job is to create a new track, which I'll do with Alt-K-I.
Track menu. Insert CTRL plus in shortcut I1 of 11. Untitled dash quick windows sequencer. Dash dash colon Microsoft GS Wave selected 1 of 1. List box.
Okay, so we have the Microsoft wavetable. Now, if I play my keyboard now, notice what happens. Interesting. You hear my keyboard playing, then after that short delay, which I mentioned last time, the Microsoft GM synth is also playing. You can hear the two of them. Well, I don't really want to use the Microsoft GM synth this time. I want to use my Korg keyboard, which I've connected to the Out A port on my MIDI interface. So let's go into the track properties, which is Alt-Enter.
Track properties. Name colon blank line edit shortcut N.
Well, at the moment, I'm not particularly interested in setting up all the track properties, just the port, so I shall skip to port.
Channel colon port colon Microsoft GS Wave pull down list box shortcut R.
Now I need to find Out A.
Out dash A USB MIDI spool.
There it is. I just pressed the letter O. And I'll OK that dialog with no other settings changed at the moment.
Untitled dash quick windows sequencer. Dash dash colon out dash A USB MIDI SPO selected 1 of 1. List box.
Now I'm going to play my keyboard again and listen to the sound now. I don't know if you can hear that, but it's very subtle. I've actually got two of the same note playing. It's more obvious if I switch to a drum sound, which I'll just do now on my keyboard. You can hear, especially with that sound, there's two clicks very close together instead of one. So what's actually going on here? Why have I got two identical notes sounding when I press one key? Well, what's happening is, as I play the note on the keyboard itself is playing as normal. Also, it sends the data from the MIDI out port on the keyboard via the MIDI interface to the computer. QWS will interpret the MIDI data and send it back. The keyboard then receives that at its MIDI in port, so it plays a second note. So somehow we need to break this double cycle. Now when you're using a sequencer, like QWS, QWS will do all the processing in sending the notes back. So what I really need to do is prevent my keyboard playing when I press the key. Just send it out the MIDI out port. This is a feature called local. Normally, local is on, so that when you play your keyboard, the keyboard plays. There is actually a command in QWS to turn local on and off. It's on the MIDI menu, Alt-M.
MIDI menu. All notes off F, GM, re, GM, GS, X, G, reset, sh- local off shortcut L6 of 11.
There it is.
Untitled dash quick windows sequencer. Dash dash colon out dash A USB MIDI SPO selected 1 of 1.
My keyboard sounds normal again. And there's no real delay. If I hit the keys hard, you can hear me playing the keys. Okay, so now I have my keyboard sorted out and the local sorted out. I'm in the position to start setting up my track. But wait, when I create new tracks with Alt-K-I, I shall do it again.
Track untitled dash quick windows sequencer. Dash dash colon Microsoft GS Wave selected 2 of 2.
Again, it's the Microsoft GS Wavetable. Now, I don't really want the Microsoft GS Wavetable to be used anymore. I want my Korg keyboard on my Alt A. So let's introduce some of the options in the Options menu. Options is Alt O.
Options menu. Metronome dot 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 shortcut M1 of 7.
Now let's check the metronome settings first.
Metronome. Countdowns group. Play colon. Zero edit shortcut P.
We first have the countdowns group, where you can set how many clicks you get before you start playing and when you start recording. At the moment, there's no clicks before you play.
Record colon. Four edit shortcut R.
And there's four clicks when you record.
First beat group. Channel colon. 10 edit shortcut C.
Well, first beat and other beats. These are the main metronome settings. I'm not particularly interested in anything here apart from the output ports.
Port colon. Microsoft GS Wavita pull down list box shortcut.
There it is. The port is currently set to the Microsoft Wavetable for the metronome. That's not a good idea. Remember I said there's a delay with that. So I need to set that also to out A. I'm pressing O.
Out dash A USB MIDI Sport.
There it is. Out A MIDI Sport. MIDI Sport is the name of my MIDI interface box. I'm pressing tab 4 times to get to the other beats.
Port colon. Microsoft GS Wavita pull down list box shortcut T.
And I'm doing exactly the same, pressing O.
Out dash A USB MIDI Sport.
And OK the dialogue.
OK button. Untitled dash quick windows sequencer.
So that's my metronome sorted out. Now what about the default port? Well, again in the options menu.
Options menu. Options dot 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 shortcut O7 of 7.
Options menu, I just press cursor up.
Options. Preferred MIDI device, Microsoft GS Wavetable SW Synth pull down list box shortcut M.
The preferred MIDI device. Well, I want the MIDI out A, so pressing O again.
Out dash A USB MIDI Sport 4x4. Untitled dash quick windows sequencer.
The 4x4 there, by the way, was the full name of my MIDI Sport. I've actually got 4 MIDI in sockets and 4 MIDI out sockets, hence it's called a 4x4. These things come in different sizes. So, let's clear these tracks off. I'm doing that with Alt-K-D.
Track menu. Delete CTRL plus DEL shortcut D2 of 11. Untitled dash quick track menu. Untitled dash quick windows sequencer. List box.
And I'm going to make a new track with Alt-K-I.
Track menu. Untitled dash quick windows sequencer. Dash dash colon out dash A USB MIDI SPO selected 1 of 1. List box.
Now, notice it this time it did say out A. Let's now fill in these track properties properly.
Track properties. Name colon blank line edit shortcut N.
Well, let's do a piano to start with.
P-I-A-N-O. Channel colon.
On no channel selection 1.
Port colon. Out dash A USB. Program colon. Minus 1 speed.
Remember, piano is program number 0.
No selection 0. Bank colon. Minus 1 spinnable edit shortcut K.
Bank. Just come back to that in just a moment.
Volume colon. Minus.
Volume, I'll set it to 100.
No, zero.
The default.
Pan colon.
Pan 64.
No
center.
Selection 6. 4. Reverb colon. Minus 1 spinnable.
Reverb. Let's set it to 0 for the time being.
No selection 0. Chorus colon.
And chorus again 0.
No select. OK button. Untitled dash quick windows sequencer.
Check everything's OK. So let's record something now. I'm turning the metronome on with F4.
F4.
Check the status bar.
Track 1 pos 0 metro.
Good, I'm in the right place. Time and tempo. Good point. Control T, remember?
Time and tempo. Tempo left parenthesis BPM right parenthesis colon. 100 spinnable edit shortcut T.
Well, I'm going to go down to about 84.
No selection 8. 4.
And we'll leave it as 4 times, so just OK the dialogue for now.
Untitled dash quick windows sequencer. Piano 1 colon out dash A USB MIDI SPO selected 1 of 1. List box.
So let's see if I can play something. Control R to record. And space to stop.
Space bar. Quick windows sequencer. Do you want to keep the recording question? Yes button shortcut Y. Untitled dash quick windows sequencer. Piano 1 colon out dash A USB MIDI SPO selected 1 of 1. List box.
Let's play it back without the metronome.
F4. Space bar.
And so on. So now I want to create some more tracks here. Let's create a bass guitar part. Alt-K-I to insert.
Track menu. Untitled dash quick windows sequence.
And then Alt-Enter.
Track properties. Name colon. B. A. S. S. Channel colon. Z. No selection 2. Port colon. Out dash A USB MIDI SPOR pull down list box short. Program colon. Minus 1 spinnable edit shortcut P.
Well, I think I mentioned last time that the GM bass guitar is about number 33.
No, sir. 3.
And let's fill in the rest of these.
Bank colon.
Bank.
Volume colon.
Volume, I'm going to give it 90.
No, 0. Band colon.
Pan, 64.
No, 4. Reverb colon. No selection 0. Chorus colon. No selection 0. OK, but untitled death.
And here's my bass guitar. Well, I happen to know there are other bass guitars on this keyboard, so let's explore some of these. I'm going back into the track properties box now.
Track properties.
And I'm going back to the programs field.
Program colon 33 spinnable edit shortcut P.
Now I'm going to press cursor up and cursor down.
No selection 3-4. 3-5. 3-6.
So and so on. I can explore the sounds on my keyboard with QWS. Now let's explore bank. Last time I said that MIDI program numbers go between 0 and 127. That gives you 128 different sounds. But many modern keyboards have many more sounds than this limit of 128. This is where bank comes in. Sounds are organized into various banks, and the MIDI bank message is used to select between them. Now, for the technically minded, bank is actually two messages, what we call an MSB and an LSB, most significant and least significant byte. That's a bit technical, but you might see those referred to in the back of your keyboard manual. QWS, rather than having two values for bank, will combine them into 1. So if LSB goes between 0 and 127, and MSB goes between 0 and 127, the QWS single bank number goes between 0 and 128 squared minus 1, which is 16,383. Sorry for the maths there, guys. Well, I happen to know from reading the back of my keyboard manual that there are actually 3 different banks I can use on this keyboard. Bank 0, bank 7168, and bank 7936. Okay, don't worry about the numbers. They're all different for different keyboards. So I will change my bank to bank 0.
Port colon, program colon, 36 spinnable edit shortcut P.
So there's program 36 on the current bank.
Bank colon, minus 1 spinnable edit shortcut K. No selection 0.
We have a different sound.
Program colon, 36 spinnable.
So now let's try and find a nice bass guitar sound on this keyboard.
No select 3340.
I'm going to turn the voice off.
Voice off.
That's the one I wanted. And it also goes lower than the other one. So let's OK the dialogue. Turn the metronome on with F4.
Voice on. F4. Bass 2 colon out dash A USB MIDI SPO.
And let's record my bass part to go with it. Pressing Control Home to go to the beginning. And then Control R to record. 4 clicks before I'm in. And space to stop.
Space bar. Quick Windows sequencer. Do you want to keep the recording question? Untitled dash.
You might begin to get bored of that message. Again, you can turn it off by going into the options menu under options. So now I have 2 tracks. Let's put a third one in.
Track untitled dash quick Windows sequencer.
Now we continue pressing.
Track properties. Name code DRUMS. Channel code NOS 0.
Channel 10 is normally reserved for drums.
Port colon, program.
And I'm going to use the defaults.
Bank colon, volume colon, my band code, reverb, chorus, OK, space bar.
And try and record something.
Space bar.
And so you can continue putting in more tracks until you build up your finished composition. Well, you may have noticed when I was playing that there were actually a few mistakes. Things like wrong notes, some notes were too loud, some notes were too soft, and some things weren't exactly on the beat. Well, one of the things about MIDI is you can correct these things afterwards. It's a bit like word processing correcting your spelling. To finish this session, I'll show you just a couple of more things. First of all, you may have worked out that you can use the cursor left and cursor right keys to move through the music. Remember the status bar shows you your current position. Currently,
track 1, pos 0.
Track 1, position 0 at the very beginning. And you can cursor right.
Track 1, pos 8.
Position is measured in beats at the moment. And I can start playing.
Space bar.
And I can move left and right.
Space bar.
And I can hear it immediately. Now, if I don't want to hear all those tracks, I can solo or mute them. I'm on
piano 1 colon out dash A USB MIDI SPO 1 of 3.
The piano. If I press M for mute
exclamation piano 1 colon out dash A USB MIDI SPO 1 of 3.
Notice the exclamation mark. That means muted. So now if I play...
Spacebar.
No piano. So let's unmute that with M.
Piano 1 colon out dash A USB MIDI SPO 1 of 3.
Cursor down to the drums.
Bass 2, drums 10 colon out dash A USB MIDI SP 3 of 3.
M.
Exclamation drums 10 colon out dash A USB MIDI SP 3.
No drums.
Drums 10 colon out dash A USB MIDI SP 3 of 3.
And S is for solo, so if I move to the bass.
Bass 2
press
colon out.
S.
Plus bass 2 colon out dash A USB.
There's a plus sign. Plus means solo. Now if I play.
Space bar.
Just the bass.
Space bar.
Soloing takes priority over mutes, so even if a track is muted, you can still solo it. Both these commands are toggles, which means you press them once, they come on, press them again, they go off. And finally, Control U is to unmute, unsolo all.
Bass 2 colon out dash A USB MIDI SPO 2 of 3.
Now, they are all commands on the menu. This lot is on the play menu. And one last thing, before you quit QWS, make sure you turn local back on again. It's on the MIDI menu. So to finish this session, I will play you the song so far, with no editing. I've added a few more tracks, and we'll see what it sounds like.
Spacebar.